God bless. Amen. 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 Amen.
The psalmist said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's been good to be here today.
Amen. Amen.
I thank the Lord for bringing me this way.
Amen. God bless. Appreciate that. Amen. Well, I imagine everybody's looking and thinking, wonder what Brother Miller's going to do. Well, I'll tell you, I'm just going to follow the Lord. I came here today. I've enjoyed the service immensely. I came here today with a burden to share this with you, and I've still got it. And I'll try my best to keep in mind that we've been here a while, but I fear the Lord more than I fear anything else. and certainly more than I fear a clock. And so I want to share this scripture with you today from the first chapter of 2 Peter. Two verses of scripture. Verses 20 and 21 from the first chapter of 2 Peter. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I need to tell you today and speak to you today about debt. About just how deeply that we are in debt. And I'm not talking today about a financial debt. I'm not talking about a monetary debt. I'm not talking about a debt that you may owe to a friend or that you may owe to a bank or that you may owe to a mortgage company. Or that you may owe on an automobile. I'm not talking about any debt having to do with money at all. I have this thought today to share with you about the debt of gratitude. And we owe a huge debt of gratitude. We owe that today. In so many ways, we owe our gratitude. First and foremost, we owe a debt to the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. The people of God are the most indebted people on the planet. We are indebted to God, and we are so deeply indebted to God that while the ages of eternity roll on and never end, we will never satisfy the debt. Eternity won't even be enough to satisfy the debt and the way that you and I are indebted to the Lord. We owe Him in such a way that we can just never repay God for what He has done for us. The blessings that God has given us here just this morning, we're never going to be able to repay Him for the goodness that He has given to us just in this one single service today. I'll never be able to repay the Lord for what I have felt in my heart here at Fairview Memorial on this day in August of 2007. Just in this one service today, I'll never be able to repay the Lord for the way He has blessed me here today. There was a greater day than this for me. The day that the Lord spoke peace to my soul, the day that He saved me, and I will never, through the ceaseless ages of eternity, be able to repay Him what I owe Him. Now, God isn't looking at that as, you know, God is looking at the fact that He bestowed His grace upon us, and He isn't necessarily looking at it in the way of a debt as you and I are, because God forgave us of our sins. But those of us that have been forgiven, those of us that have been saved, we know how great the debt is that we owe to Him. We today are so indebted, and I thought about people that often get overlooked. And I'm not trying today to glorify men, but I believe sometimes that, and by that I mean mankind. I'm not trying today to honor and glorify mankind, but I do believe there are ways in which they ought to be recognized. And we as Americans today, And I I want all of us to realize this. I thought again about the young people of our church here, and I want you to realize this and to always remember this, that for those that have served and those that are serving this great country in which we live, the freedoms that we still have and enjoy today, to those brave men and women that put on the uniform and went and defended and fought for this that we have today, this country owes them a debt of gratitude that I'm afraid sometimes is forgotten. We owe those men and women, you know, there were people that left their home and they went far away. I mean, at the beckoning call of this country, they left their home and they went far away and they were hungry and they were cold and they were in conditions that some of us have never experienced. And they did that because of the love that they had for the country that they were blessed to live in. They did that for love of the people that lived in that country. And they went to these horrible places, and some of them went and never came back. Some of them went and their lifeless bodies had to be shipped back. And we owe those people a deep debt of gratitude for what they did. But you know, more than that, we owe such a debt of gratitude to the soldiers of the cross throughout the years of time. I thought about this as I read about these holy men of old. These holy men of God, thank God that they were willing to be used of Him. Thank God that when the Holy Ghost moved upon their hearts and spoke to them and impressed them with these impressions that He did, thank God that they were willing to be used of the Lord to pin down the things that God was impressing them to write. Thank God for His holy word. Thank God for that word that, as the psalmist David expressed, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Thank God for His holy inspired word and for those holy men that were willing to be used to scribe the things that have been written and to leave it here for us. I love God's word. I wish I knew more about it. I wish I could gain a better understanding of it. But I do know that down in my heart, I've got a deep love for God's holy word. You can, there's all sorts of things that you can read today. I'll tell you what, and I don't recommend it to anybody, but it's a fact. If you want to read garbage, you can sure read garbage in the world we live in. I mean, the shelves of the libraries and the convenience stores and even the grocery stores anymore, the shelves of them are lined with documentation that's nothing but garbage and smut. And it won't bless you at all spiritually to read it. In fact, it'll vex your soul if you do read it. But we've got God's holy word. What a great blessing to have God's holy word. I can read God's word. I sat down last night at my desk, and this is what happened to me. I was sitting there last night, 11 o'clock or so, and I was reading God's holy word, and I got so moved and so touched by what I was reading that I tried to sleep. I couldn't sleep. The tears were just falling on my pillow. I love God's holy word and thank Him for it and for those that were willing to be used that you and I could have it today. Oh, we are so in debt. We take so much for granted. I mean, we take so much for granted the things that we have been given and the things that we have been blessed with have plunged us into debt so deep that we, as God's people, friends, we're spiritually bankrupt, aren't we? Because we're never going to be able to pay it all back. What a wonderful blessing to have God's word. What a wonderful blessing, you know, to have it. And I know that God oversaw these things and overshadowed these things. You know, I don't believe that King James was a very inspired man, to be honest with you. But I believe that God has overseen the translations. I do believe that. I'm glad that we have it today. I'm glad that we have it in our own native tongue. Because I don't know how to read the other languages. I'm glad we've got it the way we've got it today. Thank God for it, for His blessings. Thank God for those people who down through the ages of time, the soldiers of the cross, who down through the ages of time have stood firm and have protected and have advanced the cause of Christ, and through their efforts and through their love and through their zeal, that you and I have what we have today. You know, for us to be able to come here today and feel what we have felt in our hearts and have what we have today in our hearts, to have this great possession that we have today in our hearts, for you and I to be able to enjoy what we have today. People laid down their lives, and we owe them a debt of gratitude. And first and foremost, we owe it to the one that gave up his life on the cross so that we could be saved in the first place, so that we could have eternal life in the first place. And so we today, we are so indebted to so many for what they have done. And I hope that we never forget that. I hope that we never forget that. And I hope that you and I will always realize that we owe the next generation. Friends, we owe it to them. We owe the next generation that's coming on the same type of allegiance that those before us had to the Lord. We owe it to our children and to our grandchildren to remain steadfast and abound in the work of the Lord, that if God allows time to go on, that the generations that follow us will have the privilege of what you and I have had. We owe that to them. We owe it to the Lord, and we owe it to them. I'll tell you what, I'm thankful for those people down through the years that have been willing, in the face of all kinds of opposition, have been willing to stand for the Lord, aren't you? Aren't you thankful for those people that even when their very life was going to be taken from them, they stood for the Lord and they gave up their lives rather than give up their faith, rather than turn against the Lord? They gave up their lives. And don't you think when they were doing that, that they had the generations that were going to come after them? Don't you think they had their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren on their minds and on their hearts when they were making that sacrifice? Well, sure they did. They loved their lives unto the death. I'll tell you what, when you begin to love God and you begin to love His Word more than you love yourself, more than you love your own life, you're getting into the place where God can use you. When we love Him more than we love anything else, and that's what He has required of us, that we love Him more than we love anything else. I thanked God last night. I laid there last night and I gave God thanks for the people that have passed through the scene of my life that loved God enough that they were willing to stand up
for the truth of God's word. And I'm not talking about, people that would shy away or back into the corner. I'm talking about people that would stand up, boldly stand up for the truth of God's word and put it out there just like it was written. Thank God for the people that have been willing to do that. I'm going to tell you something today as a church. You know, we may not always like what we hear preached. You know why we may not always like it? Because sometimes it might get next to us. Sometimes it does. I've heard men stand up and boldly proclaim the word of God and make me uncomfortable because in the things that God had given them to preach, I saw myself. I saw my failures. I saw many ways that I was failing the Lord and didn't like what I was seeing. And we may not always like the things that we feel from God's word because it condemns us. The truth condemns us. And sinner, I understand today, you may not always like the way that it makes you feel, but if you'll just go to the Lord with that, you've got to hurt before you can be made better. People have got to see their sins before they can repent of. And I'm going to tell you something, church. If you ever have a pastor, I'm just going to be honest with you. If you ever have a pastor that's not willing to stand without fear and favor of man and just preach the plain word of God, if you ever have a pastor that's afraid to do that, he won't be worth a plug nickel to you. And the church will not be strengthened under his pastorate. You know, we'd like sometimes, if we had our own choice sometimes, I'm afraid we'd like to have a couple cups of sugar dumped on it and make it a little bit sweeter and make it a little bit easier to take, but that's not what we need. We just need God's word as it was written, preached in love as it was written, and let it fall where it falls. And let God do his work. And thank God for the people down through the ages of time that have loved the Lord enough to do that very thing. So we owe a debt today. Listen, those young men and women that are over there now in these hostile environments, we owe them. We owe them our prayers. We owe them our support, and we ought to give it to them. Those people through the years that have been good soldiers of Jesus Christ, we owe them our gratitude. Those that are doing it now, we owe them our gratitude. We don't need to tear each other down. We need to build each other up, don't we? We don't need to tear each other down. We need to strengthen each other. We're indebted. Folks, listen. I'm glad that we've got an eternity ahead of us, aren't you? Because it will take every bit of that to thank the Lord for what he's done for us. God bless you today. I appreciate all of you. And I'm thankful for you being here today. And you remember, we're indebted. We're indebted to the Lord. We're indebted to God for his blessings, for his word, for those that have served in the Lord's army. We're indebted, and God bless their memory today. I appreciate again, all of you, and thank you for coming. I would say, I'm afraid it would sound silly, but I would say, well, I sure hope you enjoyed the service today. But if you didn't, you better go somewhere and pray. Stand together. Thank you for coming. Yes. Okay, services today at 2:30. At the Christian Healthcare Center.
Pray for that service. Pray for the one that'll preach. Brother Johnny, would you please pray the benediction?